Hi, I'm Lindsay Cato.
And I'm Kelly Nugent, and we co-host the podcast Teen Creeps.
We talk about YA Pulp Fiction, but this week we took a little detour to talk about the 1996 classic The Craft.
And we were joined by our movie expert, Oscar Montoya.
Yes. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
So fun. We covered a lot.
We talked about how Skeet Ulrich is hot now for some of us, but also maybe this is the last time we'll ever podcast together.
We talked about what we would do if we had the power of Manon within us.
We talked about the real black girl magic, which is never aging.
We talked about how the scariest part of kissing someone is if you are wearing a heavy lip. And the lipstick is gone after you kiss.
We talked about Wet Pet San Pablo.
We talked about Fairuza Balk being truly a goddess.
Legendary. So if any of that appeals to you, which it does and should and also does, you should check us out this week on Teen Creeps right here on the Forever Dog Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep it creepy.
What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselor caring professionals specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, and others. Connect with your counselor in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time and at your own pace. Schedule secure video and phone sessions or text your therapist, all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly affordable option for all the Sassy Tarot listeners. Get 10% off your first month with discount code TAROT. If you've been wanting to talk and get started today, go to betterhelp.com/tarot. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love, one that you can always change. If it doesn't work for you, I change therapists like I change socks once every 4 days. betterhelp.com/tarot. Promo code? Well, easy. That's tarot. T-A-R-O-T.
Forever.
Sassy Tarot. Sassy. Sassy Tarot. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y, tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Oh my god, guys, welcome to Sassy Tarot. So we're gonna bleep...
bleep?
We're gonna bleep out.
Just have the beginning of this show be one long, like, for like, like this is the test of the emergency broadcast system.
And with, it's just a bleep and Peter, it's just like wonderful music.
Cause we're gonna bloop.
It's just gonna be chunks of bleeps.
Okay. Is this the 90s one?
This is the 90s. Okay. I mean, do you doubt it?
Okay, I'll take the 90s one.
Okay. So here in studio, welcome to Sassy Tarot. This is Non-Tricks in the City, as you can hear by the music of Peter Mark Kendall.
We're in Sassy Tarot, but land. My guest, yes, you guessed it, is my co-host of Tricks in the City and stand-up spectacular, Alice Wetterlund.
Hi, everyone.
Woo! Alice, Alice! What if I start doing our bits in Sassy Tarot?
Wait, what's going on? Do you always do this?
Alice, Alice, who are you wearing?
Pulled up Star Trek, like, wait a minute.
So in the guitar, we have Peter Markendall. And, is this a guitar? I mean, this is only a guitar with a bunch of...
Yo, is that an Epiphone?
A Gibson. Here's a mic, Peter, for your songs and your whistles.
It's a hollow body Gibson... what do you call that?
Alice is dating a musician.
No, but I grew up.
Yeah.
What? And then what?
That's not
the opposite of what you said.
Wait, this is not a counter argument. Okay, you grew up, but this, but you are dating a musician.
Garrett plays bass, though, but this is, I grew up in a guitar shop.
Really?
Yes, so I know words like hollow body.
Was it magical at night?
No, I mean, I didn't live there all the time. I lived in a house at night.
You grew up in a guitar shop.
No, but like my dad owned a guitar shop, and so I spent all day there.
I think I would really like your dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, maybe
he's single.
I'm good at dads. No. I'm good at parents.
Yeah.
And I'm also good at friends who are couples.
Sure.
Yes, they baby me, and I like it because I need a little bit of, I need a family. So yeah, I latch on for a little bit, and then I go.
I get that.
Yeah, you know.
I'm gonna build a house.
You are?
I think so.
I did a character of a fake feminist who wrote a book called "A Built a Deck from Scratch," and it was about this woman who built a deck.
A deck. Oh, okay.
A deck, like a house deck.
Uh huh.
Yeah. But they. She kept being a... It's just anti-feminist. But yeah. Whatever.
I was thinking, like, I'd build a house.
As soon as you said that, I thought of the cover of my book, but with you.
I was thinking I'd build a house, and then you could come over and live when you're not in town, you know? And just, like,
I appreciate
baby
it.
You and cook you things.
Where will it be?
I don't know.
We should maybe just the have deck music will tell all me. The time that we're talking. No, because you'd like rapping and doing all the things.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So he sounds a little young thug.
What are the things?
What is that song that starts out like trying to get my diggings out of your panty? Yeah, it's like that's the beginning of the song. It's so rad, I love it. It's like trying to get my diggings out of your panty. Yeah,
but why the panties?
It's like just the way
why
he likes.
Why not pull them down?
He just—that's the way he said the lyrics.
He just wants to get, I mean, I imagine him getting his dick like through up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's what he wants
through
to
up
do.
Of the panty, like this, like. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds kind of nice.
He's exactly.
It's cozy.
It?
Yeah, it's kind of cozy. Like, let's just cozy up.
Maybe
like
he
this.
Just wants to. But also, the second translation is like, I just want to wear your panties.
Yeah, that could be.
You know, that's, which is kind of like
that's the main translation.
He would do that. Women have better underwear generally.
Yeah, it's funny when men wear panties. Not in like a haha, you idiot.
Oh, that old thing when men wear panties.
No. I have too many like gay friends who just send me fucking photos. I just had like a basically sex conversation with this friend this morning, but it was not sexual. Mm-hmm. We just keep sending each other sexy photos.
So friendship.
Friendship, that's what I say.
Yeah.
I just don't know what Americans call friendship.
We call it friendship.
It doesn't seem like what I say. It's friendship. I think it's very different.
You're from Jacksonville.
Yeah. So I do not identify with Jacksonville, Florida.
I know. It's just so funny.
But I am from Jacksonville. That's my origin. Mm-hmm. That's how like I germinated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do germinations in classroom?
Yeah, I did like when I was beans? Younger, like a bean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was younger. Okay, so Alice, I brought you here today to read your tarot. And frankly, I've been kind of scared because
I get it.
So you're justifying
it. I understand
my
why.
Fears.
Yeah.
My fears are more than just you saying that this is bullshit.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right. I know. I mean, so I know that it's not bullshit, but I also, this whole like, and I'm such a earth sign. About this, you know?
I love it.
I guess, and I've started to identify as an earth.
Are you listening to this, Brett?
Did you hear that Alice just say she's such an earth sign?
Well, I started to realize that maybe that's part of the reason why.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Like, I hate this shit.
I know. Jose only wants, like, one card a day, and that's so much for him. It's, like, enough.
Yeah, I completely get that.
And he doesn't need to believe in anything. Peter doesn't even want anything, but he's an air sign. I don't know. Peter has other things going on.
Nothing to do with the
Peter,
cards or
for
the
listeners
sign.
At home, confirming this.
Yeah, he's, like, nodding
hard
heavily.
Hard confirm.
Yeah, super comfy.
From Petyville.
Okay, so we're going to pull some cards for you. And then, so Alice is my least esoteric friend. No, my roommate is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah,
then she,
yeah, that makes sense.
But every time I'm like in a bowl, I have a tiny bowl with tiny tarot. I pull one every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ask fucking questions out loud to make her laugh. And then I get cards and I'm like, oh, fuck.
That's funny.
And then she gets up and like pulls like four. And I'm like, wow, this is a full reading. For a non-believer, it's like a lot.
Well, if I lived with you.
Right.
You'd have to kind of.
And then she
involved.
Always like nods, kind of like. Mm-hmm. And then leaves. No opinion, no confirmation of whether right. it's real or
right.
not.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, cool. Some people are like this.
Yeah, maybe that's going to be what I'm going to be like.
Yeah, maybe. That's
to
what
be honest,
I'm. That's what I was imagining. So,
and does that scare you?
No, but what scares me is to that when I get nervous, I just keep talking. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then what
okay.
I do is I snowball into some
podcast,
kind of.
So.
Good. Good. That's what Brett hired us for.
Yeah, if you're only. Brett's like, you're hired. Look at that talking to brunette over here. You're hired. I'm looking for some fast. He just goes downtown to the street.
Just
I'm just looking for some fast talking brunettes.
What are you looking for, sir? What do you need? What do you need?
You ever heard of a podcast?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Once I heard a podcast and it was about.
All right, you're hired. Get in here.
Okay, so I snowball into like, and then I can't stop, and then
I get it.
I get myself into some situations.
Okay.
Well, Peter has been on the receiving end of that.
Just relax, because no judgment. I came in here. I mean, I'm here by my own free will. So
yeah, no one forced you with a gun or anything. Okay, so why don't you shuffle these cards? Do you know how to shuffle cards?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, shuffle. That makes me do less things with my hands. And I'm going to get an angel guidance card for everyone. So if you guys are not familiar with the format of Sassy Tarot, just go back to the beginning because we have not that many episodes out. But if you just want to hear starting this one, what we do is I get a guest and I read their cards. And through the cards, I also talk about their lives. It's basically like an interview inspired by the cards.
Great
but
format.
It goes into an esoteric, you know, play. It's more, it's unavoidable. Unavoidably becomes spiritual because I don't like a divination like your future.
Mm-hmm.
Like this a door will close in your face
right.
and you will, and this person will betray you this specific way. Like
yeah,
I don't know.
Like a script of scandal.
Yeah. Well, that's the horoscopes I used to read when I was little. It'd be like, some careful with your foot. And I'd be like,
well, and then your foot got
walking
hurt.
Weird. And then I like my other foot hurts because I'm walking weird.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh no.
There you go.
Stupid.
So I came
okay,
true.
Ask. So this one flew out. So I pulled an angelic card. So it's the daily guidance from your angels, oracle cards from Doreen Virtue. This woman made, so I'll tell you about Doreen Virtue. She made all these angel card decks.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate with the angels, how to ask the angels, audiobooks, everything.
Yeah.
And she's just like, darling. She says that since she was little, she would see people who are not there. And like, slowly she realized it was like people
mental
who passed.
Oh, okay.
Schizophrenia. People who passed away and stuff. So all this part is to say she wrote the most amount. She did the most amount of like decks.
Uh-huh.
I want to see if you can. Yeah, here she is. She did the most amount of card decks for angels. She's the expert on angels. And then she moved to Hawaii
mm-hmm.
and basically renounced all of it and became a hardcore Christian, like Christ, a Christ thing.
A Christ head.
A Christ head.
A total Christ head.
So, a crown.
Oh, okay. So these are.
we're still using these, though, even though she's done with them?
Yeah, because they tell me shit.
Okay.
They just told Brett to get married.
They did. Well, he did, though.
No, but it was like partnership, like to get into a contract partnership with someone.
Okay. He did get married.
I know.
Don't get it. Okay.
This is why this is going to be hard.
I was talking to my friend about astrology, and what? I was like, and she was like, yeah, sometimes I think about twins, and I'm like, oh, that fucks it all up. And I'm like, yeah, so why do you do it? Because, like, twins disrupt the whole idea, because two twins born on the same day at the same time,
yeah, like my
can Prakriti's be completely different. So why would astrology?
Prakriti's kids are 2 seconds apart, or 2 minutes, I think.
Prakriti's?
Prakriti. My best friend, Prakriti. I talk about these twins all the time.
Okay, yeah. So, like, that disrupts the idea of astrology.
Yeah, I guess. But there's a lot of, like, videos and shit about, like, twin astrology.
Sure. There's videos, I guess.
There's YouTubes.
Oh, okay, there's videos.
Wait, Alice, calm down. There's what? YouTubes about this.
Ugh.
Yeah.
See, I wish somebody said that.
There you go.
Now I'm chill.
So, I got an angel card for as a general energy, and it just says ask. And when I was shuffling these cards in the car, yes, that's what I do. It was trafficy.
Okay. I'm not judging you for
that. I am judging.
You know I'm not judging.
I'm judging myself. I saw it, and then I was like, that card of ask is so boring, and I just, like, ignored it, but I knew I saw it, so it just flew out, and it says, ask us, I guess you can just say, help me, you know, to the universe or whoever you believe in. Ask us to help you in the situation, and we will immediately go to work on your behalf. We're governed by many universal laws, and among them is the free will that allows you to make your own choices and decisions, so patiently await your request. So basically what it says is that if you're feeling stuck with something, you should ask for help.
Yeah.
And you should also ask, like, if you believe in something higher than yourself, you should be like, hey, can you please ask me with this? If you're real, if you're there.
Yeah.
Can you please, like, give me a hand with this shit? Because I don't know how to figure it out. But it could be about literally asking help externally outside of your brain. Basically, it says the theory that this woman worked with angels is that, or that, I guess, the Christian theory. I don't know. Judaism has angels, too. I'm converting next week, Alice. I want to see you at the temple.
Okay. What day?
On the... My conversion's on the 13th, but the temple is on the 15th, Friday night. You're performing?
No, I leave.
Oh, no.
You're out of town.
Friday, 6:30 p.m. It's okay. We'll do a party. I'm going to do a party anyway.
Okay.
When Jose gets here. Jose is my husband, guys. I don't know if you know this. So get used to it and learn it.
Bienvenido.
Thank you.
I want to see Jose's cute new looks.
Jose is amazing.
Jose is fashionable and sexy.
Yeah, he's very sexy. And he also was like,
you have a hot husband.
Thank you. I know. He's so hot.
He knows.
He's so attractive. And now I can show you wedding pictures without it being like a nightmare for you. Can you believe that?
Why would it be a nightmare for me?
Because of a cracked screen.
Oh, God. It was such a nightmare.
I know. I purposefully avoided it. You see? So, you see how considerate I am with you, Alice?
Feels like a trap.
Brett is in a when I turned, Brett was in a blank Word document, and it seemed as if he was like prepping to write
starting
his,
that
like,
novel,
starting his autobiography.
He's starting that memoir. It was a cloudy day.
No, I lied. I lied.
It was rainy.
Let me start over. Instead of deleting, he just keeps like correcting himself.
That's actually
that is a good format,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're doing it.
So do you want to see
steal that, guys, for your memoirs?
Guys, steal it.
Simple Health is care that fits your life. Using technology to provide simple, convenient, and affordable care at home, starting with online birth control prescriptions and delivery. A better way to get birth control is right here. trying birth control for the first time or need to renew your prescriptions? Well, you fill out an online health profile and answer some questions to find the best birth control for you. A doctor reviews if you're a good candidate for birth control, recommends a product, and writes a prescription. Then your birth control ships to your door on a recurring schedule, no interruptions. It's free with most insurance plans, and it starts at $15 a month without insurance. What? Okay, so you don't have to do any more doctor offices, waiting rooms, or pharmacy lines. You just can get birth control prescribed, renewed, and delivered from wherever you are on your schedule. Simple Health makes taking care of your health, well, just simple. Simple Health. You have access to a doctor, insurance status, or cost, and that should never prevent women from getting birth control. Simple Health helps cut those barriers down for all women. It's very discreet and a comfortable option. No labels on the shipment or telling a 50-year-old man what your sexual activity is like. I mean, gosh, get out of here. Simple Health doctors can prescribe over 100 brands of the pill as well as the patch or ring. They personalize a recommendation based on your health profile and personal preferences. You know, it offers also trusted brands of birth control there and making their own birth control. Licensed doctors help design the product and review every patient with rigor and care. It's super affordable. For those without insurance, you can start at $15 a month, and the prescription is usually $20, but my listeners get to try it for free with my code. What? And my code is TAROT. T-A-R-O-T. So, you know, I know that it's not like I haven't gotten this, and I've been looking for a birth control, and I've been frankly too lazy to go to the gynecologist, all the way to the gynecologist, just to get a prescription for birth control. And I think this is what I'm going to do. This is my solution, especially with that discount that you have for all my listeners, including me, because I listen to my podcast. The prescription is usually $20, but Simple Health is giving my listeners a free prescription. Just go to simplehealth.com/tarot or enter my code tarot at checkout. You know, like sassy tarot, same word. So I want to mention, though, that this is not a replacement for routine evaluations by your primary care physician or gynecologist. You should still get checkups as needed, but it is the most convenient and comfortable way to get your birth control. So all my listeners, just go to simplehealth.com/tarot or enter my code at checkout. The code is tarot, of course. Sassy tarot. Simplehealth.com.
So this one you saw on the internet?
Oh my God, I hadn't seen that one yet.
Okay, just swipe. Swipe through cards while I explain the angel theory. So if you're someone who believes in angels, or... So for example, in Judaism, I'll just explain this. And my God, you believe whatever you want, you know? My mom believes there's an alien, and that's her thing. Okay, let's just move on from that. So if you believe in angels... In Judaism, we believe in one. There's one thing, one. We're all connected, one source of life, and that includes all of us. So we're united into one. So to me, that helps me think of other people as if they were me, and it helps me not feel alone because I feel connected to everyone. That's the theory, right? Sometimes I do feel alone, and sometimes I do not consider people as if they were me. But that's what I like about the idea of everything being one, right? While in Catholicism, Christianism, when people believe in hell, the devil, all that stuff, no critiques here, but what in Judaism is considered split, right? Because God is powerful and the devil has magic powers, or it has non-human qualities that can magic, let's just say magic, right? Like esoteric powers. What do you call that shit? Whatever. So that means God is not one. There's another one that's like God, and then there's angels, and they're also split. So that's why Judaism is not usually like, oh yeah, the devil. They don't believe in the devil because they believe that God has the qualities of what you would call the devil, if you believe in that, because it's a whole. It's an entire thing. Exactly. Exactly, Peter. So the angels are, to me, just like, I have a hard relationship with the angels. But to me, they are this thing that a lot of people throughout history have put energy into with a specific name and a specific function. So like Virgin Mary, it's the mother of all. It's a all loving mother. It's this maternal energy. So lots of people throughout history have put energy into calling this Virgin Mary. And that's an energy that's like been created.
Right.
So when I call in Virgin Mary, I'm not being like, a virgin will cry tears will show up. No, it's I'm calling into the energies that a lot of people have built together into this. So that's why, that's what the angels are to me. Basically, like astrology, the moon is your feeling. So I use that as a little box where I put like, oh, these are my behaviors that match this thing. So now I know. It's more like a shortcut with myself about my own behaviors and my own with the angels and stuff is like the help I'm asking or the energy I'm trying to focus.
Yeah. Okay.
But some people believe in the angels for real. I've had meditations where I've seen angels. So who's to say, you know, when I got recast out of that show that shall not be named, I went to get a Reiki session and I saw like literally an angel formed and it was like 6 feet long and the wings were so large and he was so muscular and light blue and milky white, and then picked me up from like a place on earth, and then the earth like it moved me to another place and dropped me off like where I was supposed to be, and I felt like this is where I'm supposed to be. And that was a nice metaphor for what happened in my life. But some people will be like, you definitely saw an angel, you know?
Right.
To me, I'm like, I'm in this state. So it's a good representation. So whatever, what the card of asks is saying is that you angels, if you believe in them, they don't interfere with human life. They're not supposed to unless you ask them to. So you, what this card of ask is saying is that you, me, us, if we have some need, some help that we need, we should call it in. So Angel Raphael is the angel of healing. So if you need, if you feel like you're stuck, like your throat is hurting, you feel like you can't talk, or maybe you're not able to speak, to joke, to you know, communicate clearly, you can be like, I want to call in this energy of the healer. Or if you feel unprotected or like you're not getting the truth spoken to you, or if someone's lying to you, you call Michael Archangel because he has the sword and he can cut like bullshit. So it's basically calling in specific energies, right? Same with goddesses, gods. Like, it's not like they're gods. It's like, it's this classification of energy that you're calling into yourself or you're embodying or you're trying to like have around you. So that's what this card is saying, is ask for the help that you need and that it will come to you, but it can't come to you if you don't ask it, because you need to put your mind into where you're like, you can't, sometimes you'll get jokes, right, when you're writing, naturally, and sometimes you have, but you have to be in a place where you're consistently looking for them to catch them.
Yes,
because sometimes I get jokes and I'm not in a place where I'm doing stand up, right?
Yes,
and I get jokes and I'll be like, hoo-ah! And then I keep going with my life. So I'm not, basically asking is putting yourself in the mindset of receiving, the thing that you need, whatever that is.
Okay,
So that could be help, that could be jokes, that could be clarity of thought. It could be anything. So would you cut your deck? So all this to say, this is a general card. So this goes for you too, Peter. I don't know.
For me, Veronica, Peter, Brett, the people at home,
and
the people not listening. We'd ask you to listen and rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Hey, if you're not listening, please listen.
We ask the angels to make you listen.
Angels. Right. Force them to
angels,
listen.
Angels, please give us 5 stars on iTunes.
What goes up? What was the first?
I took this off this top.
Okay, so this goes here. So what I do is I take a card from the bottom, and that's the general energy.
Okay.
Oh my God, Alice.
Every time you get a tarot reading, no matter what happens.
Motherfucker.
The first card anybody picks, it's always, whoa.
No, because sometimes it's like 5 swords and a guy is just like,
yeah, but wouldn't that be like a big deal too?
Well, but it would be like, oh, it's okay. We'll get more cards.
Oh, that's true. I have had that too.
Yes. Yeah. So this is like, someone who struggled for a long time finally conquering a kingdom.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's the chariot. The chariot has
pulled... No way. Really?
No, really. You can Google it. The chariot has pulled those two horses that want
to go... She said you can Google it, which is it's like a Googling for the mystical people. Google it up.
You can Google it.
Guys, anything that I say here, you can Google it. And then get the right information.
Just to fact check me.
Yeah, you are doing amazing. Okay, let's see. Let's see what's happening here. Decisions. Girl, you're gonna get that money. You're getting this. What the fuck? Alice, this is amazing. Okay, so you have a new beginning here. It's a clear new beginning, and it has to do with spoken word and money and value and contract money. Something new is being manifested. I see two players here, but let's see. So first, the general. So Alice got the chariot as a general energy. So the chariot is someone on this. The chariot is someone who's proven their worth by fighting for it. So they're conquering a new kingdom, and it's not like they arrived and were like, hey, would you hand me that kingdom? And then people were like, oh, yeah, come on, just take it. No. They were like, they had an army. They directed it. People in the army were complaining, like, we're thirsty, we want to go home. And you're like, no, you go charge ahead. You attack this other way. So you have an army of people that you've
been... I'm already crying.
Yay. It's a moment for Alice. It's an Alice moment.
It's so embarrassing.
It's a moment for Alice.
It's a moment. Tears inside of your handkerchief.
But it's just going through his pictures.
Serious. Cathartic moment, and Brett's like, should I get a new clippers?
Alice is like crying, and he's our dad.
Clippers,
our
clippers
age.
Tickets are pretty.
And he's
cheap.
Missing this, her what's, first
it's
ballerina.
So dad.
Like, it's so dad.
So dad.
It's her ballerina concert, like, and he's on his phone. He sends his phone being like, guys, we're playing football at 7 p.m. And you're like, you're in your recital. My God, Brett.
Oh, I just got the best fantasy draft.
And you're like, tree number two.
I'm the sun.
Do you see that meme of the guy that like no matter how your day is going, you're not doing worse than this kid who got to play grass in his recital, and he's just a child in a turd looking green thing like on the floor the entire time.
That is so
he's like a little turd of green like this.
Cute.
Just laying down. I don't know if I saved it. I probably sent it to Jose.
That's okay. So good.
So you have armies of people. You've had to command this operation left and right. You have had to be, you're the person on this, you're the chariot. You're the person on this carriage. Here's people who want to go left. Here's people who want to go right. And you were like, we're going in this direction. Left is not where we're going. Right is not where we're going. I'm going towards where I'm going, right? You're looking for your sun. You're looking for your star. You're looking for your kingdom. And this kingdom was not handed to you. This kingdom was... this is an entrance victory after battle. So you're not... It's not like this person is like, I'm so comfortable. Uh-huh. No, they've taken punches like the commander of a battle. So that is the energy. And the energy of the
chair. She looks pretty... Can I pick him up?
Yeah.
She looks pretty comfortable. I mean, I guess not. Oh, this is the one where you can see an actual person's face.
Yeah. This is a really big win after
hard work paying off, you'd say?
Yeah, it's just proving your worth. You've proven your worth. Cool. And now you're entering where you're supposed to. And this is self-made. It's a very self-made card. Because the Emperor is more like organizing a country, organizing like a company.
Uh-huh.
Well, this one is like, I conquered. Uh-huh. I conquered this.
What's this mean? Seven.
Seven. That's so old.
That's how
major,
you keep track.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm so lost. Oh, seven. Okay. Oof. Okay. Got it. No, this is like major arcana. All the major arcanas are numbered,
and they mean something. This is a Cancer card, or it takes the energy of Cancer, which means like Cancer is a sign of like of home, of like a lot of instinct about what people feel, so they know how to make them feel at home. There's a lot of that.
Hospitality.
So, hospitality. A lot of your mother.
Okay.
And so it's, even though it's charging forward rapidly, there's a lot of like instinct. There's a lot of feeling out how things are playing out so that you can get ahead of things. It's a lot of instinct. Also, the Chariot is a card of moving forward fast. So you're in a moment where things are moving fast, especially with these two aces right here.
Okay.
Things are moving fast and they're starting over.
It's so crazy because when I came in here, I had just last night defeated the fourth divine beast in Zelda. So this is just huge.
You should be roommates with my roommate.
I'm just kidding. I did make a huge announcement, but that also happened.
Yeah. Okay. So she's playing a Zelda 2 full volume in the living room every day. And I'm just like, I just tell her my stories and I think she absorbs like 2% of them.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
She's she playing Breath of the Wild on the Switch? Do you know what her console is?
Yes, it's a Switch.
I gotta talk to her because...
Yeah, you have to.
It's deep, dude.
I haven't talked... this is like not a two-player thing, so...
No, it is not. It's a one-person.
And she gets really frustrated every time I play because I'm like, okay, you hit where? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
I'm still like...
Yeah.
Those tiny buttons.
Yeah, they're
tiny.
That
Switch, when I'm raising in her in Mario Kart...
Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna break that shit.
Yeah, me too.
It's great. I'm like... And I also screamed like motherfucker. Like, Peter has seen me play ping pong.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
ping pong is so intense.
It's so intense.
Yeah.
So, yes, you defeated the beast. And now you're like, yes, motherfucker, I'm in my new level. But this is the fact that the Chariot is here is not just winning, it's not the Empress where you've manifested from stillness. You are right now still on the cart moving forward.
Yep.
You're not taking a break or like laying down right now. It's, in fact, the fact that you conquered means that you are gonna have to work more. So, okay, here's you, the Queen of Pentacles. You have a good instinct. You've figured out how to find that pentacle to be comfortable in your kingdom, to make your home. This is a Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn card.
What's a pentacle?
Pentacle is money and value.
Okay, anything, but what is a pentacle?
It's money.
Okay.
It's a coin.
Okay.
But in, there are four elements. You only got pentacles here. Oh, and cups. So pentacles are materialization, money, value, and earth signs. Cups are feelings and emotions and water signs. Then wands are work, passion of the heart, and fire signs. And then swords, which you got here, are air signs, thoughts and communication, mind.
Okay.
A lot of mind and a lot of like whatever cuts the air. So words. Okay. That's why like I'm like, this is stand up. This is definitely like a writer card. This is a card of radio, podcasting, anything that has to do with communications and anything that has to do with the truth.
Okay.
So news. And it's air signs. So when we get core cards, which you
and,
got
and
two
this
of.
One is me supposed to be because it's the first card in the lineup, right?
Yes, not only because I pulled out five cards. We have the Queen of Pentacles, the Two of Pentacles, the Ace of Pentacles, the King of Cups, and the Ace of Swords. So usually the court cards mean that they're usually a person, and they're usually, if it's a timeline like this, it means an evolution. If you But maybe there's a second player that comes in here.
Okay.
So let me see how I'm going to develop this because it kind of unfolds as I explain it. Because they're people and I'm reading to you, this has to be you, right? So the Queen of Pentacles embodies the qualities of earth signs, which means they have good instinct for, they're kind of like the wealthiest queen. First of all, it's a female energy where like a lot of instinct is at play, same as the Chariot.
Yeah.
Even though it's a masculine thing of moving forward, you do it with instinct. So same here. The Queen of Pentacles is the one who has the biggest mansion, but she'll be the one who opens the door and offers you like a tea. You know, she is this like kind of humble, abundant person. It's a person who's, if you were to see the castles,
Carmela Soprano.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. You guys get it.
Yeah, I think some
listeners at home.
Three people out there stop their cars like,
stop.
Oh, wow.
Don't stop.
In the highway. Just, whoa. Okay.
Man.
I imagine it's a fantabulous reference. So, you're here, you have stability, you have material goods, you have instinct for what's yours, you have your pets. I don't know why these, sometimes these have, like, when they have animals, I consider them. You have what, you know who you are, you know what you have, you have a lot of instinct for finding more resources always. Okay. There's a good instinct to find more resources. Jose tends to be like this. He's yeah. also a Taurus. He's very good at being like, this person, like, he thinks of, like, who he knows how to do something that they can get yeah. without it yeah. being like a bother or without it being like a big yeah. thing, you know? It's kind of like easy ways to get resources.
Okay.
Just because of instinct. Yeah. You're also aware of the seasons and what's to come. So this is also a fashion card to me because they know where kind of like this
forecasting.
Yeah, the subconscious, the collective is headed to.
Zeitgeist,
and they can,
yeah.
They catch it and then you can, you do it ahead of time, which I think stand-ups tend to be those people. They can catch, well, some people are
ideas.
Doing.
Ideas.
Some stand-ups, I mean, it depends. The tackiest ones are doing jokes that are old, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Like they're coming up with new jokes that dads get mm-hmm. and dads are behind, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and but then the most successful people are the ones who are catching the future waves and like making jokes as, mm-hmm. I don't know. Same with TV, anything. So this is a person who's ahead of the seasons because it's connected fully with the seasons. So this person was presented you. We're here in your stability. It seems pretty good, pretty solid, but kind of on your own, right? And then suddenly you were presented with potentials. This to me is options of where to invest your time, your money, your energy, your value. And you've been pondering for a while or juggling or deciding between two things or even more, just like, where do I put my value? So what's value to you? So pentacles mean materialization, coin, but to me, time is money, right? So where do I put my time? To me, value is also, you value your relationship, right? So that's, and it's materialized. It's already happening. Like every time you see each other, it's real. Mm-hmm. It's not just in your mind, like all my relationships, you know, they're on my phone.
Right.
So you're deciding between two things of where to put all of, you have resources here, yeah. you have time, you have the jokes, you have the thing, you have what you have, and you've been deciding how to make
I see.
It happen into something new, right? You've been pondering, where do I put this value I have? Should it be here? Should it be here? Should it be this value or should it be this other one? Should it be writing? Should it be acting? Should it be, or whatever, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. If this doesn't resonate, feel free to. Or if it does and you want to share, it's okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, I think about buying a house and I'm going to be putting money towards that because I finally have realized that it might make sense at some point to own property because I have a real job. But I also don't know. It's a scary prospect for me because I don't ever think of myself as an adult or having, you know, like every time I've had money, it's just been fleeting and I don't really, you yeah. know, and it doesn't seem like a serious endeavor. So it's,
that's,
and then at a certain point, it's like
in this career.
Yeah. And then at a certain point, you're like, oh, I have to just bite the bullet and make sure that this, you know, I invest in real estate or I have like
a foundation.
A little bit more, yeah, a foundation. And then, so that's a decision I've kind of made. And it's exciting, but it's also really terrifying. But I mean, there isn't anything else I could do. I could just keep, no, I could just not do that. And
well, you can stay here forever.
Yeah.
I'm pondering.
Yeah, but it's sort of like, what's not resonating is that there's two different options. Like, what's the other option?
Not to do it.
Yeah. But there isn't but then it's like, not like I'm putting my value in anything. I'm just like letting it be squandered.
Well, but you're considering how to process your value, right? So you're like, if I don't know if I should do it because money is fleeting and it changes. And mm-hmm. What do I do? I save it. I keep it and I make sure that I'm not taking any risks. And then the other option is like I bite the bullet and
right.
make this happen and yeah. just put my coin here. So either you put your coin into this endeavor or you yeah. save it and don't invest it and yeah. keep trying to find more.
Okay.
Well, you can keep trying to find more anyway. But yeah, see how you had like a safe kind of pentacle here. The queen is like holding yeah. it and being like cool, and then suddenly you're like, where do I actually put it?
Right.
This could be the same pentacle, just being like, where do I put it?
I see.
Which one? Where do I put it? Because the Ace of Pentacles is coming right after the two, which is a card of decision with your material or your value, and they're so in a row. I feel like you decide to get something new, create something new from this decision.
Oh wait, actually, this is stupid. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't.
But this
judge.
Could be a contract.
Maybe I shouldn't
gives you
judge
money.
Myself, but like, because I don't really like to be. I feel like these are the kind of things I don't like to talk about because. At least publicly, because it's like feels like there's once you start talking about things like life, major life decisions,
yeah.
you start getting people coming in and going, like giving you all sorts of advice and stuff. And it's a very personal decision.
My God,
so
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to have kids or not. I don't know what's in ahead of them. And I don't know if I'm going to get married or anything. But I've all my life, I've wanted to have my own house. So I know that that's a thing that I'm going to try at some point. But
yeah.
my decision has been whether to build a house from the, like, build a house. Like a fucking
like
crazy
a tiny
person.
House?
Yeah, like my friend, I know people, and because I went to art school, so I know architects who build stuff for their friends. I could do it. You know, it's a lot of money, but I could eventually make it happen or renovate a house. And so it's sort of like, I'm juggling between those two decisions for sure, and I don't know which one to do, and I'm kind of leaving it up to the universe
to decide.
Like, yeah, just like, you know, whatever seems like the most at the time when it's time. Like, just
yeah, it feels like it's a clear decision is gonna come. Like, it feels like something's gonna cut, and you're gonna be like, that's it.
Yeah.
What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals?
No.
Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you. Listen, BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselor, caring professionals specializing in issues that you want to talk about. It can be depression, stress, and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem. For example, I have PTS of several kinds, and I should talk to a therapist, so I'm probably going to use BetterHelp.com. Connect with your counselor in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time and at your own pace. Schedule a secure video and phone session or text your therapist. I mean, in Venezuela, we do that to all our doctors, and it should be done here, but it doesn't happen, except in BetterHelp.com. It's all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. That's pretty quick. So if you feel pretty desperate, help is on its way really fast. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for all the Sassy Tarot listeners, get 10% off your first month with discount code TAROT. That's TAROT. If you've been wanting to talk, get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/tarot. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get a match with a counselor you'll love. One that you can always change in case you don't love them. That's betterhelp.com/tarot. Promo code TAROT. So that's easy, right? BetterHelp.com/tarot, promo code TAROT. You're listening to Sassy Tarot. You can put that together. Y'all smart. Get help, guys. It's good for you. Tarot can only do so much. Well, I'm going to go text my therapist about some person I want to have sex with and won't do it. They won't do it. So, bye. I clearly need it. That's me hitting the mic with my forehead. Bye.
Yeah. You know, I've been thinking about that too, because my and I don't like talking about big decisions like that. It's specifically because of it. My Prakriti's mom
mm-hmm.
was like, They do workshops for first-time buyers in LA.
Yeah.
They do free workshops for real estate, and they do free workshops for people who are first-time buyers, who are just married. Like, they have a lot of tax breaks and a lot of... if there are specific areas in LA that they're trying to get people to buy homes in because they're not... They don't have the value like Silver Lake, you know, like they don't have the value.
Totally.
And so there are workshops that the city or the state does for people who are first time buyers who will get the tax break, and it will be bigger if it fits in one of those areas mm-hmm. that they specifically are targeting. And I was like, Carmen, why are you telling me all this? And she's like, because you're ready to buy a house. And I was like, well, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm like wondering how I'm going to do with my family. I don't know what, or if I can't have children in terms of money, because I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Exactly.
And she was like, oh, the second you decide to do it, everything will move so that you can do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know why I believed her so hard, because she's older and she's a widow, and she's just like moved countries randomly and everything. Yeah. She kind of like figures it out,
right?
And I don't know how, but she does. And then I was like, oh, that's how you see things. That's nice. And then she really kind of convinced me that this was the way to go. Like, mm-hmm. I just bite the bullet and do it. And then around the same time, my friend Deborah was like, I bought some property in Mexico with someone who has a Mexican ID, because you can't just buy property in Mexico.
Really? Okay.
And so she bought some lots, and she met some guy who works construction there. She has a friend who's an architect. And so the friend who's an architect designed her a hut, like an artist's residence, basically. Mm-hmm. And the guy in Mexico is like building it for her. She just gave her the drawing and the guy figured out how. But in Mexico, it's so cheap if you're making dollars.
Yeah, and
you
there's
know?
High quality construction in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. And you can talk to them. I mean, for her, you can talk to them in Spanish and tell her specifically what you want, because mm-hmm. she's Venezuelan. And I've been kind of in this place where, like, I don't even know if I'm going to have children about the house, mm-hmm. and I don't know about renovating versus, like, mm-hmm. All I know that I've pondered, and all this to empathize with you, is that it will take a long time. So it's a long-term project that you're committing to.
Exactly.
And while you're building a house, you're going to have to pay rent, which is, like, a consideration. I'm giving you financial advice, which is exactly what you said. But it's true that the second you kind of, like, open your mouth, people start telling you all of this about it, which I'm doing now. But my friends did it to me. Mm-hmm. And so, it is a big consideration. It is a big decision.
And it also has to do with mortality for me, because it's like you center yourself in a place. And then to me, it's like when you buy and you're like the owner of a house, it feels like you're saying, okay, I'm on this earth.
I'm going to die here.
You know what I mean? Or like, I will have bought this house, and especially having built a house, it's like, this is going to be a legacy situation where no matter what it is, like, this is here because of me, and I will die someday and it will still be here. And it's weird. It's almost like upsetting to me to imagine that and it not be something that contributes to the world as opposed to pollutes it, you know?
So this is interesting, because this reading has a lot of things that have to do with value. So pentacles are about where you place value, right?
Yeah.
And to you, like, everyone wants to leave a legacy behind. I think it's instinctive for humans. But some humans are like, my legacy is my work. My legacy is my family. My legacy is my children. My legacy is my house, whatever. So it feels as if you're really, like, in a moment where you're deciding where... Like, what you will leave behind, right? What is it that you value that you will leave behind? Because this is it's a survival instinct. Why do you want to have children? Why do people want to have children? So that their genes remain on Earth, right? It's like the way where, like, I'll pass it's away, but so, it'll survive.
It's so pervasive, too, because it's like, I, Alice Wetterland, don't care that my genes remain on Earth.
Right.
Like, intellectually, it has nothing, no interest in that.
Right.
But then there's this weird biological impulse and voice in my head that's like, oh, it's for some reason it's important.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's like a thing. It's like when you feel you forgot something at home. That's the feeling.
You're like, yeah.
I forgot to have kids.
On Monday. Well, you know? I literally heard this on Monday. We work with this woman who's not only amazing, but a great actress as a person. Well, Peter had the scenes with her, but I met her. Alma, right? That's her name. And Alma was like, she's like, you have children? And I was like, no. Do you? And she was like, no, I forgot to have children. And I was like, I adore that.
Yeah.
I really like it. I wish I could forget. At this point, like, I had forgotten until now. And recently, I've been like, well, am I going to be alone forever? Am I going to, like, what is this death thing? When am I going to get to be old? If I'm old, like, is it going to be kind of, like, empty? Or will I feel, like, chill about it? Like, if there's no children around?
Yeah.
This has been this, like, huge question. But I think it's instinctive. I think it's naturally I wouldn't have had this, like, with my personality, I wouldn't have had this idea suddenly, right? I think it's something biological that went, well, and I was like, oh, it's called the selfish gene. I read a book about it. It's crazy. Do you read that book ever?
No, I know what it is though. Yeah,
it's like a textbook basically. It's very like dense in that feeling.
1 second.
You're getting a phone call. My aunt just texted me, love, where do I find Phil Collins? Because my computer died and I couldn't print it.
Phil Collins?
Yes.
She couldn't print Phil Collins?
Is that I gave her a trick? It's like an astrology trick.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it was like a curiosity. I'm teaching her about astrology. And she does Reiki and like this other thing that's like program, like she does like subconscious programming for when you have like weird beliefs and stuff. She works with you.
Okay.
And so I was like, this is this astrological trick. You print the chart of someone who has their Jupiter in the right place where like you need it for certain blah, blah, blah. And she found Phil Collins' chart to be perfect for her. So she's looking for Phil Collins. She's texting me, where do I find Phil Collins?
Where do I need to print Phil Collins?
So what I feel is like...
Sorry, let me just see if this guy's okay. Whoa, Peter.
Peter's like, no, Alice, you will not look at your watch.
All right. Okay, wow.
Wow.
All right, so, and then there's this other whole thing we haven't talked about, which is this career thing that happened to me.
Well,
which we don't know what a big deal it's going to be yet.
I don't know, but here is like, this Ace of Pentacles to me is like a new beginning, not only in terms of like where your value, it's as if like from all this pondering and like this coin turns into a decision, this coin that the queen is holding. Just to describe the cards, turns into a decision that you have to figure out where to put it, and from that pondering, without even making an actual decision, but just by pondering it, it seems like as if from fucking heaven and out of the blue, you get this gigantic like contract, money, coin. It's kind of like what I thought of Carmen, because what she said is like the second you make the decision, like a gate opens and you find a way to just do it. So it feels as if you're in a moment where you can manifest this sudden like burst of money or burst of like contract or burst of resource a material, actual, physical way to do whatever it is that you're doing. This also feels like, this to me is like a baby, a contract that I sign and I know I'm going to make a certain amount of money. There's no legality involved in this, but just because a contract involves that you are getting the money, that's to me a contract. But it's like, it's as if destined, like it's handed to you. It's not like money that you went and worked at a cafe slowly got tips and like week by week, you know, this is like a boom, like a big handout. You just need to take it. It's not inherent that you will take it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like just by not staying comfortable in your Queen of Pentacles, in your castle, and starting to like
get out of, this is comfortable. Well, this decision of the Two of Pentacles is uncomfortable. It's like, where do I go? What ship do I take? Right? Just by getting out of this comfort zone, see, like, the sky is kind of gray and she's comfortable here. You're going to be able to see a new opportunity or something that's going to come your way. Or it's already coming because this is the present. So this is where you've been. Mm-hmm. This is where you are. This is where you've been. This is a very possible future. And this is where you are-ish. It's already passing. And this is where you are future-ish. So it feels to me like all this pondering, you will see an opportunity, a contract, some win of money is coming your way, and you are now able to stop thinking about money, and you're able to get in your full blown in your feelings. Because the King of Cups, you go from Queen of Pentacles, that's like knowing about money, to knowing about what would make you feel the most. The King of Pentacles, the King of Cups, kings are like the highest vibration of the suits, right?
Yeah.
So a King of Cups is someone that has a full
everybody knows that
hold, right?
Yeah,
you know that, right? And then the queens are the most instinctive vibration of the.
Okay.
So, but this is like you are so in control of your emotions, and you're able to like go deep into your emotions yet remain in a throne, you know. It's not like the Queen of Cups usually goes into her emotions and she kind of like disappears for a while, and she will maybe create a masterpiece if she wants to, you know, like by expressing her emotions, or she'll just like get in her feelings and that's it. Well, the king, you're not queen right now, you're king. King has a kingdom. King is chariot energy. King is like moving forward while also being in your feelings. So I feel like you will get into a full exploration of feelings, and that will make, and this is when you start communicating them. This is when you get like an insight of what to do, what the truth is, like what would make me feel the most pleasure, what would make me feel like super both like in my kingdom, in control, but also the most, right? Like now you're not you're entering a stage where you're like, I don't know, like there's some stability that has been gained here, and you know that you're moving forward, so now you're able to just like feel, you know, like a more vulnerable part of your life.
Okay.
Because you're so in control. It's a it's a throne. It's not the Page of Cups that's just learning about feelings, and he might get like fucking crash and burn, you know? The king has already been, especially surrounded by this new energy.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some new opportunity that has to do with money and has to do with communications that helps you feel so stable that you can go into your feelings fully. And then that's where you get all the responses. Also, the Ace of Swords that's here at the end is not only a bright idea that cuts with... This is a sword that cuts every bullshit out of your life. Sometimes the Ace of Swords feels a little harsh because people fall away from your life, or things, situations like go away, you know? But it's very kind. It's not a tower where like the tower is a lightning that strikes a tower and everything falls apart. It's not that kind of energy. It's more like you can clearly see now the rain is gone. And then you can see clearly now. The rain is gone, and now you can see where to go, how to do it. It's very intellectual. It's very, it's also very good communication. So it's like, I feel like this opportunity that you get here,
yeah,
contract, money, whatever, helps you communicate your feelings very clearly in a way that you're like in your throne.
Okay, interesting. This that is could very be a good. Lot of things, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a general read, of course. Meaning,
am I supposed to tell you the things that I think that could mean?
Yeah, well, this is
one thing is like
the way I see the tarot is it's a meditation for you. And if something is like, meh, you're like, bye. And if something is like inspiring you to think of things or solutions, then that means something, you know?
Okay, well, what made me kind of have an emotional reaction to the chariot in the beginning was a career announcement that I made to you guys that I can't say out loud on public yet, but
it's really good.
Yeah, a big thing happened, and it's something I worked for a really long time.
It's really good.
It's the kind of thing where
it's pretty epic.
No, I mean, it's like I don't know how epic it is. And that's the thing, because I've heard so many times before when I've done things, you know, in this career, people tell you things like, well, your life's going to change forever now. You know, they'll say things like, are you ready? And you're like, for what? And they're like, for your life to change forever. And you're like, okay, what? And I've heard that before.
I know, it happens.
And then nothing changes or it gets worse. And you're like, cool, thanks for setting me up for absolute disappointment.
For being sad.
But this thing does seem like a good thing, and it's definitely going to be good either way. But I also feel like what's coming because of it is that I have to talk about, you know, it's a big Hollywood thing, so you'll hear announcements and everything, and then I'll have press. Like, I have to go out and talk about myself, and I'm going to have to be...
Well, that's what you do.
Right, but also, not in the context of doing stand-up, but, like, in terms of interviews, and, you know, people are really interested with what happened with Silicon Valley, so, you know, one thing is that I'm going to have to position myself, and I've thought about this a lot, obviously, and, like, I want to have, like, my opinions in public now at this point from the perspective of, like, who is Alice Wetterlin the artist or who is Alice Wetterlin the comedian, and what, you know, what can I bring to the table, the discussion that we're all having as a culture right now of, like, what it means to be, you know, a responsible, privileged person who can be helpful with their platform, what it means to be a woman and having had, like, you know, what it means to live in a woman's body, or, you know, all those discussions that I feel like we're all kind of having, like, what can I contribute to those discussions
right.
My career being where it is at this moment?
What's my legacy? I mean, that's legacy.
Yeah, I guess. But it's also like, I don't want to just, my whole thing has been like, I love what I do. If I could do stand up for the rest of my life, I'll do it for free. I don't care. But like, at the point that I'm getting paid for it, like, what am I getting paid for? Am I getting paid for entertaining people? And if so, like, how well am I doing that? If I'm getting paid for doing more than entertaining people, like, am I...
What are you bringing then to the table?
Yeah, like, am I... Like, obviously, I don't want to be on a soapbox all the time when I'm doing stand-up, but at the same time, like, I know from experience that when I say things that are deemed political, and when I talk about my experience as a woman, for instance, growing up the way that I did, it's helpful to people. Like, people respond to me in a way that makes... It's clear to me that I'm helping people. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just preaching at people. I'm
right.
Helping people to, you know,
realize things or like feel things.
Yeah, or like I'm helping women in an audience identify with stand up in a way that like they don't usually. Whatever.
Right.
So like,
it's empathy.
A lot of people
it's
do
a
that.
Lot of things. Well, it's empathy. It's like realizing things. It's healing through laughter. It's
right.
It's like also your opinions that are specifically particularly funny.
Right.
Within what they have they've experienced something, but you're putting it in words that they haven't even thought of.
Yeah. Like pro-choice, but make it fashion. I don't know. So like, there's just like a lot of lot of people out there. There's a lot of women out there. We have a lot of white women talking. We don't need a ton. You know what I mean? So I think about those things, and I'm like, what could I bring to the conversation? At the same time that I have to promote this thing that's coming out, and I have to do it in a responsible way. So like, all that's kind of floating around in my head, but it's also really exciting because I feel very, very ready.
Right. I think you are ready, and I like that this is how you see things, because that the way you see these cards is about your like personal responsibility with your career, because you are moving forward. You are in a position where you can speak for people. You are in a position where like now you're getting even more opportunities to voice a lot of things, right? And it is a responsibility, and I think you're the kind of person who thinks about those things. Some people don't. Some people are like, sweet. You know, and that's it.
And I think there's a total, and I also believe for sure that there's a place for that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think those people shouldn't think about it because it's like they're doing what they're doing and it's helping whoever. They need to exist.
They're helping my little cousin who's 20, 22.
Yeah, exactly.
And he sends me funny
they're
videos
helping them
every now and then. Yeah.
So it's fine.
They're
but
helping
like,
kids through college.
So, but the main thing is that I'm really excited. I'm excited because I do feel finally ready to be exposed a little bit more.
I feel like because we have the ask, first of all, if I were to advise something based on of what you're saying and the cards, not just me being your friend, but it's also coming from that place, is that there is new opportunities. You are moving forward. You have been pondering what to do. You've been in a position for a while where you are now ready to like get out of that comfort zone and go charge ahead, right? So with this new opportunity, there's the opportunity, there's a way in which you can go deep into what you really feel and what you're passionate about while still containing your power and being empowered.
Yeah. I don't want to be shiny. Okay.
You don't want to. No. It's still TV, you know.
It's still TV, cameras. You know, it's HD, baby.
I mean, yeah, those 4Ks are no joke. so you got to be empowered and you got to be empowered. sitting on your throne while you're expressing, I feel like there's a moment, this is a moment where you're going to be very, not cutthroat, but very clear in what your truth is and how you feel. And it's going to be very empowering. This is like very empowered. And you have the backup of like the resources and the platform to do it. And you are moving forward. Because we have the ask card at the beginning, I would say that also ask for that energy. Like you don't even have to be like God, you know, you don't have to believe in anything specific to be consciously requesting that energy to come to you or to embody that energy, whatever that is. So in like, please give me the energy of being truthful and have like use this platform to the best of my abilities within the modern context and my personality, you know, like whatever. You can just keep requesting it because it's not about an external entity bringing that to you. It's about you, while you have your goals in your head, you keep your brain on task, right? Yeah. So part of like, to me, the secret, it's weird that I'm in this esoteric thing because to me, everything needs to have like the science behind it or there, it can't just be like, oh, an angel came down and no, there's a part of my brain that has been keeping on task with this thing. And it's because I've been purposefully feeding it to find this thing, right? So that's why I do sigils, which is, if you have an intention, you strike out, you write it down. I get the perfect platform for my art, right? And then you strike out all the vowels, and then you get the P, the T, the L, and then you strike out all the repeated consonants. And the letters that are left, kind of like a child's game. The letters that are left, you make like a symbol with them. And then you forget about the intention and you just carry kind of the symbol around. Because reading the intention every day makes your brain tire. Like of reading it, you just kind of like put it in the background. Like if you write, if you have those kitchen, like
this is fascinating,
the kitchen science, this is also science. This is not just like, this is something witches do, but this is backed up by neurology and science, brain studies.
You mean the driftwood?
The driftwood?
The driftwood in the kitchen.
With the driftwood in the kitchen that says believe. And yet you don't see it anymore. You don't even read the word
live,
believe.
Laugh, if someone
was, if someone was like, what can you read in your kitchen? You'd be like, ingredients, like you don't see that anymore.
I want to make ones that are like bury the body by the river, you know,
so like people don't forget about the evidence,
but first coffee.
You can sell that line. I mean, it would sell, I'm sure there's people out there for this, but it's basically, so you take the you take the intention and deconstruct it into a symbol, and so every time you see that symbol, your subconscious mind does know what it means, but you kind of like eventually do forget. Like in 2014, I felt like I, like because of my moving to the States and doing comedy in a different language and how many comments I've gotten from the outside and how many like fails I had by that point, I felt like it had really eroded my confidence. It had really like taken a big, I was not feeling confident at all. I was not feeling confident that anyone would cast me, that anyone would give me anything ever, that I was going to work forever and never going to have like any kind of money. It was like,
been there.
I was losing my shit. And then eventually I was like, I need confidence. I need to trust that I can do this. Because if I don't believe it, then no one will. And maybe with confidence, no one will still give me anything. But it would be better if I just had confidence. So I made a sigil and I kind of put it, I just taped it to like here. Well, you've seen me with like those symbols. I glued it to the back of my phone. And then at the end of the year, I didn't even know what the symbol really meant. I just know the symbol.
And then I found like where I saved it and where I designed it. And I was like, oh, it's confidence. Like, yeah, that's what it was. Wow. And then that year was so much better for me because there's like an active reminder of being confident without my conscious brain getting tired of it. Because I'd be rebellious and rejected if I'm reading that fucking word all the time. So that's a sigil, right? So to me, asking to embody these energies are kind of like a sigil, right? Mm-hmm. So angels are like a sigil. All of these is like, same like the mezuzah at the front of the door. I'm like, it just says the Shema, which is like God is one and that's all, mm-hmm. and one alone. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I say it and I don't remember, and sometimes I say it and I'm like, mm-hmm. right, I feel lonely. I feel lonely going into my house and I don't know, you know, my connections, where they are. My family's not here. Sometimes yeah. I'm like, yeah, you know, and then I touch it and I'm like, I am interconnected. It's okay. Yeah. Like, it's okay. Like, a lot of people feel alone. Everything's okay. So it's like a reminder. So yeah. maybe you can have a sigil with, like, you can, it's a good time to have clear intentions of how to embody this King of Cups that's so, like, frankly, comfortable and bejeweled. He has, like, you know, those bracelets
are like Zubas, and he's got, oof, that's nice. I'm going to say almost a Fendi thing going on.
I know,
here.
He has a Fendi thing going on.
Yeah, it's like very Gucci Fendi.
You're such an earth sign. Okay. What's your rising, Alice?
My aunt know.
Has called me 3 times.
Do you want to call her back?
Because she needs Phil Collins.
That's hilarious. Do you need me to find out when I was born?
Yes, I do.
Like what time?
Do you want to see more wedding photos?
You know, always.
When we finish.
Yeah, I have to go soon too because I'm getting really hungry.
Yeah, we need to
record 2 minutes. The other day I got so hungry that I was feeding my cat, and I pulled the cat food out on the table, and I like looked at it, and I like turned around and I smelled what it was, and I was like, oh my god, like
no,
yeah,
no.
A little bit. I was like, I'm so no. hungry that I was like, it smells kind of good.
Peter, have you ever felt hungry when you're smelling your cat's foods?
Just, I'm saying, no, I don't recommend it. Like, just don't Brett? Be too hungry around your cat food, because that shit, if you buy the good shit, it's like,
there's some chicken stew that's a little, I buy the good shit, and there's some chicken stew that he has, that yeah. Mina has it. But that shit don't last. She eats it, and like 4 hours later, she's like, meow.
Yeah. The other day, I had my car broke down. I forgot to feed them for so long. Yeah?
I'm going to put them away. Do you need to take a picture?
You took a picture.
I took a picture
for
them.
You can send it to me.
Okay.
All right, well, this was good. I actually cried, so that was pretty amazing.
Wow, I'm pretty surprised. Because sometimes, like, in the most emotional Star Trek scenes, you just make fun of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, but the Captain Picard. Then you're like, like, look at this stupid...
I know. It's hard for me to stay in it. I don't know what makes
you're
me cry.
You're such a high school boy. Yeah, you
I
are.
I guess so.
It's nice. I love it.
I'm
a gay man.
Cannot wait to talk about the new episodes of...
Me neither.
The Mother? Oh my god. When she said mother, you know what I'm talking about.
Of Star Trek Discovery?
Yeah. Episode 3.
I know. She's like, mother? I was like...
So, I so thought of you. I was like, oh my god.
And then she took, like, motherfucking took the chip and was like, I'll get Spock.
Oh, yeah. So crazy. And that actress is really weird.
Yeah, she was in Caprica.
She's so, like, it's such an interesting... She just makes such interesting choices.
I know. And then also, I am in love with the new Captain Pike.
Oh, yeah? He's hot, right?
He's hot.
He's fucking hot as fuck. He's so Rikery.
He's so hot. I was like, yeah, okay,
then
new crush
I saw
alert.
Ash, and I was like...
Ash with long hair, and then I know that the second I see Spock, I'm going to get too horny.
too horny
to stand it.
I'm gonna call 911. I'm so horny.
I'm like,
hey 911, I'm too horny.
My panties are burning. My panties is like,
all right, ma'am, give us your location.
My living room floor.
All right, great. All right, we have your location mapped out, ma'am. Can you hurry? I'm gonna ask you to think about baseball.
Oh no, the butts.
Oh no. Oh god.
Oh no, baseball butts. They're the best butts.
They are. They're so great.
Oh my god.
Well, Garrett's little butt.
Thank you for being here. You know what? I need to do something. Actually, I need to do an interactive read. Is that okay? Do we have time?
What's an interactive read?
I just pull three. I have people. Everyone think of a question or a topic in your head.
The of three here in this room?
Yeah, right now. So everyone who's listening to the podcast and the ones who are not listening, think of a question.
Okay.
No, I'm going to use the same deck. It's okay.
Okay, I'm going to think of a question
and
right
then
now.
I'm going to pull three cards and you're going to pick a number, card one, two, or three. And then I'm going to tell you what it means. It's a general read, so don't take it too seriously and don't ask yes or no questions because it's not worth it.
Wait. What kind of questions?
Well, you can think of a topic like Garrett or like my cats or okay. love life or whatever. And then the cards will tell you.
Okay, great.
Peter, you ready? Brad? Okay, so I'm going to pull three cards right now.
Brett's like, when will my memoir be complete?
Brett's like, this is what he's writing on his memoir. When will my memoir be complete?
Chapter one. Chapter when one. Will my memoir be complete? Ugh, I don't know if this is a good chapter to talk about this.
But here we go. Okay, so you
have, I have to pick.
You have to pick card. I have the cards out. You have to pick card one, two, or three. Okay.
Three.
Don't say it.
Peter, you picked?
Brett? Okay, so everyone at home? Everyone in the cars? So if you pick card number one, we got the Four of Pentacles. You have reached a point of material stability or some kind of stability in terms of the things that you value. However, you are kind of holding on to them a little too tight, closing off your heart. So if this is a relationship, maybe you finally have the person you want, the relationship you want, but you're kind of like... afraid to lose them or you
clingy
that you won't let them go.
Don't be so clingy.
He is clingy.
He's like, alright, when are you coming home?
He's like, when are you coming home?
Alright, oh, who are you going?
Let's not go out, let's be home, let's look until if it's money,
like
if it's money yeah, you're safe, you're stable, but you can't be stable in money if you don't put it somewhere else, right? Because it's too comfortable. It's as if like, oh, I made $1,000, I'm just gonna put them under my pillow. Like, you don't spend them, you don't invest them. What's that? What do you do with that? Why do you have to have $1,000 then?
Hoarder.
It's a hoarder card. Stop it.
Hoarder.
We're judging you. So, also Four of Pentacles at sea. You know, if your hands are full holding some too tight to something, you can't like use them to do anything else. So this guy's gonna get thirsty very soon and he's gonna be like, can someone help me? And everyone left because he's annoying. So just if you pick card number one, there's something you're holding on too tight to, you gotta like let a couple things go. If you pick card number two, it's a Six of Cups. This is like a soulmate connection, past life. All memories are so beautiful, so sweet, so gorgeous, so fond. You have playfulness with this person. If it's about a relationship, you have playfulness. You feel like you're of the same family. You feel as if you're... you were children together, even if you maybe weren't. And there's a lot of emotion, but there's also like an ability to be flexible and play with those emotions. And they're usually like a boy and a girl playing with cups and putting flowers in them, which are not for putting flowers, but there's a rainbow, there's a bunny, there's a frog, there's a cat. It's just a very nice... If this is about a connection, this is a person you have a really good relationship with, no matter what. It's always going to be kind of sweet and caring. If it's an endeavor, maybe it would be good for you to think of previous things that made you feel very excited, very happy, very comforted, very like at home. And then those may be the projects that you can focus on right now.
Memoirs,
Brett. This is your card. I don't know if you picked two, but this is your card. If you pick card number three, wow, this is very hot. I am very in love with this devil because it's so fucking hot. Every time I see it, I'm like, yums. Yums.
The devil, and she's like, God, I'm turned on.
I want this man to fuck me. This is like this attractive young dude with horns and no, he won't even look at me. And that's
That's what I wanted. No, the devil card is here to tell you. I didn't even pick a card. I guess I picked this one. No, I'll pick two. It's not fair if I already saw them.
Nope.
This is a card of your. Listen, we all have temptations, and we're all tempted by bullshit. So it might be a good time for you to acknowledge it and just know it. You know, it's not a card of action. If you feel yourself like being drawn to an addiction, being drawn to a person, being drawn to something that you know you shouldn't be having or doing, just know this card is here to reflect that back at you. It's not even judging you. It's just telling you like, hey, you're at that place. You are at that place. So just avoid temptations at work and relationships unless it's very sexy.
Unless you're gonna have fun, you know?
This looks so fun. At the end, you stopped being the person that gives it the advice, and you stopped entirely taking.
Fuck this devil, guys. This is hot. You gotta go for it. Just do it, man.
It's the Justin Bieber card. Oh my god, he looks so good on the cover of Vogue.
I know.
Is it bizarre? I don't remember.
No, it's not. I've been hot for him since he was a baby.
Sure. The appropriate time to become attracted to somebody when they are an infant.
I don't know, guys. You know the devil. I put something. No, you know what you're going to do to read about this devil? You're going to go to Sassy Tarot Instagram, Sassy Tarot Pod, and you're going to go to the card of the day. I've been posting a daily read on the podcast, on the Instagram, and I go in depth explaining each one of the cards. So you're going to go to the card of the day, the 31st of January. And that's the devil, and I explain literally all about it. I'm like, I go deep.
I see. Okay.
Into what the devil is.
Okay.
So, have you seen the Instagram, Peter? Peter don't give a fuck about nothing.
He said no. He's like, no, I'm just riding around on my motorcycle all the time.
Playing guitar at the same time.
He goes,
it's actually really dangerous. Stay out of my way. Side kid, don't touch the steering wheel.
New.
Oh, whoa. Peter, you okay?
Yeah.
Doing great.
Yep.
Broken leg.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for being here. I love you so much. Or not. I don't know who you are. Please follow me on Instagram. I do a daily card read. And subscribe if you haven't. And give me 5 stars if you like it. If you don't like it, this
don't
is too far
it.
Into the episode to for you to not like it.
Yeah.
It would be ridiculous for you to give me less than 5 stars if you're here. Come on. So I'm pulling a card every morning and giving you the energies. If I don't do it, it's because it's Shabbat or I forgot. Okay, bye.
It's Shabbat or I forgot?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yay! As always, in the guitar, Peter Mark Kendall, who cannot be followed on social media. And
he can only be followed down a dark alley.
Yeah, which is what I do. And that's what I do. Drive him nuts. And then Brett, who's our dad.
You'll find out
his
all
fantasy
about
football
Brett
is doing puts, great when he prints out his memoir. He's going to print it out. He's not going to publish. You'll find out all about Brett when he prints out his memoir, chapter one.
We're like, Brett, is it a zine? And he's like, oh, that's a good idea. We're like, Brett.
I want to read Brett's memoir, chapter Juno.
The dog.
All right. Well, guys, love you so much. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
In the yesteryears, there were no therapists to speak of. But now, what is standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you. Wow, the future is great. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselor, caring professionals specializing in the issues
you want to talk about. Depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, and others that feel different than this music. Connect with your counselor in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time, at your own pace. Not like the old times where you had to make an appointment and send bird letters to see if they would see you at some point. Schedule secure video phone and session or text your therapist. Text? What is that? All included, worldwide. And you can start communicating in under 24 hours. That's pretty quick. In my days, it would take 2 weeks just to reach my home from the store. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option, and for all the Sassy Tarot listeners, get 10% of your list of your first month. For all the Sassy Tarot listeners, get 10% of your first month with discount code TAROT. If you've been wanting to talk, get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/tarot. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. One that you can always change. That's betterhelp.com/tarot, promo code TAROT. betterhelp.com/tarot, promo code TAROT. Tell them Sassy Tarot sent you. And tell them I did before they burn me in the stake.
What? Why?
Because I'm a witch, clearly. Right? What time period are we talking about here?